The other people I knew were two guys named Paul Hartman and Bullion's name. And these were two guys who had taken the 300 MeV synchrotron at Cornell and set up a spectrometer and measured the spectrum of synchrotron radiation to show that those guys got it right. But they never used it for doing research. And I told Ed about that. I knew Hartman. I actually met Tom Bullion too. But Hartman worked on the new synchrotron, the one Jeff synchrotron. I got to know him pretty well. And later on, when all those troubles came, Ed confused my story about Lemmy Jossen with Hartman and Tom Bullion, and responded responded with a statement that Cornell wouldn't let Hartman and Tom Bullion use a synchrotron for doing synchrotron radiation research, which drew some pretty comical replies. But Ed just got it switched. But it came out all right.
Our new chancellor, you know, is from Cornell. Biddy Martin. Carolyn Martin, actually.
Well, I left Cornell in 1956.
So she's been cleaning house, I guess. She just selected. Actually, Paul DeLuca. You remember Paul DeLuca?
Yeah.
He's the new provost. Will become provost in September. I think September 1st.
He worked with us on the Loma Linda machine.
Yeah, that's right, he did. I remember trying to deal with Loma Linda on the financial end of it. I got involved with that. But I'll see if I can track down Bob Madden. I think I have. I think Dave Lynch had his contact.
I don't think we had much contact with him, but we knew about the work.
Well, PSL actually built
They
upgraded the injector, I think, or they did an upgrade.
I think they built a microtron for him.
Yes, yeah.
What's his name? Green, Mike Green.
Well, Mike is with SRC now. I think Mike might have been involved, but I'm trying to think who.
He built the one for...
For SRC.
Also.
Yeah, that was his, wasn't that his PhD thesis, yeah. I think, yeah.
But then I think they just...
And then they built a similar one for MBS.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I can't remember who was the chief engineer at PSL that did that. I think Bob Beck probably started it and then left. I'm not sure. Maybe Bob was still there.
Well, he left when Forson left.
No, actually he was there much later than that because Bob Beck left after I came.
Okay.
But Harold Forsons was the one who squired him away, hired him away. But Bob left, I don't know, maybe late 70s, I don't know, somewhere. He was there for, we overlapped for a year or two before he then went to work with Harold Forsons and moved to Washington State. So...
We had a class of thing called technical notes at Mura, and one of the categories is the storage room. Do you have all that?
I think that's there in over at PSL in that building,
yeah.
In that office at PSL.
So I've got some of those.
And those we have not gone through. Walt works off and on that. He's been trying to go through it and see if. And try to decide should we keep what we should keep and what we shouldn't keep, you know, what's really pertinent that we ought to archive. We haven't gotten very far through that process. It's kind of slow going.
I'll tell you one other thing. If he hadn't stepped in when he did, you wouldn't have SRC now.
I know. There are a number of people that...
You?
Mm-hmm. What?
So if you hadn't stepped in in the 80s when all those troubles came, there wouldn't be any SRC now.
We need you to step.
Somebody didn't, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know it was pretty bleak. It was you know, if it hadn't been for Shane and Bach to step up and say, we believe and we're going to fund this, it would have been gone. I mean, the facility would have been
gone. That's another funny story. We had a party, a mural party, 1966 or 67 maybe. Oh yeah, 67. And Bob came to us and to meet people mostly. And he told this funny little joke. He said, this is a very unusual marriage between Mira and Wisconsin. Mira came with its own ring.
Well, my funny story and all of that is that when I came on board, Harold Wittig, you know, Harold and I got along just fine, but I don't remember, do you remember Ernestine, his wife, and she was,
yes.
Yeah, well, anyway, Harold said to me, he wanted me to come to his retirement or his going away party, and I said, no, you know, I really don't belong there, this is your party, and, you know, I shouldn't come. Oh, no, you have to come. I said, okay, I'll come for one drink, and it was down at Halverson's. And I walked in, and Harold was there, and of course, Ernestine was there, even though I'm not even sure they were living together at that time, because they were always fighting. And she jumped on me like this vulture. She just came right down and started, you know, ripping me up for taking her husband's job and all of this, just really. I was totally.
He did it voluntarily, didn't he?
Well, sort of. I think that Bob Borchers really wanted to bring in his own staff, you know, so I think he helped Harold out the door a little bit. But it wasn't like he'd been fired or anything like that. But she was just convinced that I'd taken his job, and she just lit into me. And of course, I wasn't very old, you know, I was, and I didn't know what to do. I just sort of stood in the middle of the room, and finally I said, I didn't do anything, your husband, and I guess I better get out of here, you know, so I just left, because I didn't know how to handle it. I mean, this was, you know, I was probably mid-20s or so, you know, I wasn't, well, maybe a little older than that, late 20s, I'd never experienced anything like this, and I thought, I was getting out of it. And the next day, Harold wants to know, why did you leave? I said, Harold, I wasn't very welcome. You were welcome, he said. I said, well, your wife didn't think I was. Well, my wife didn't count anyway, he said.
She was a real character.
She later, you know, was in that bus where that guy bombed that bus, and she was burned so badly. She was one of the victims. We had some crazy guy that got on a city bus and blew it up. And she was burnt, but she recovered fully, and she now, just a couple years ago, I think, moved to Arizona or someplace. I don't know if she had family out there or what, but we finally did reconcile. She finally came to accept the fact that I really wasn't a job snatcher.
So that was the first time you'd snatched somebody's